98.7 KPIX, the FM News and Talk Station.
That's 1-800-556-7125.
And Dr. John Yamianis is a biochemist. He has his PhD. He's on the forefront trying to help people in terms of fluoridation of water. Somehow he doesn't believe that sprinkling your lawns with fluoridated water and washing your cars with fluoridated water is where we ought to put our efforts. And we're going to find out why he's so concerned about this. How'd you get interested as a PhD in biochemistry in fluoride?
Well, I was working for the American Chemical Society at the time as a biochemical editor of their Chemical Information Center, and a number of papers started crossing my desk showing the harmful effects of fluoride, down to and including the level they add to public water supplies.
Well, come on now. The fluoride's good for teeth. Every dentist knows that.
Well, I don't know what every dentist knows. I know what every dentist has been told in dental school. But many more and more dentists now are realizing that some of the things they've been taught in dental school, like that fluoride is good for you and that mercury amalgam fillings are not harmful, are beginning to change their minds as they actually see what happens to their patients. So white chalky spots in the teeth of their children and actually chronic poisoning due from mercury amalgam fillings.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It was the only way I know to get chiclet teeth. Teeth that look like chiclets is to eat lots of fluoride.
Right.
Well, what harmful effects? I mean, what should the public be concerned about? Because after all, we have a whole campaign out there that says that fluoride is the way to prevent tooth decay. It hardens the enamel. And there's some truth to all that, but there's another side of the story people aren't being told.
Well, yeah. What they're not being told is when you swallow fluoride, as it occurs in drinking water, it does not reduce tooth decay. All of the recent large-scale studies on fluoridation and tooth decay have shown that fluoride does not reduce tooth decay, and I have three of the largest studies sitting before me right now. One from New Zealand, which used 60,000 school children, was done by the president of the Fluoridation Society there, and lo and behold, he had to change his mind, saying, in this largest study ever done in the history of the world, fluoride was found not to reduce tooth decay, but did cause this, as you say, chiclets effect. The Journal of the Canadian Dental Association, a survey of all of Canada found that the lowest tooth decay rates occurred in British Columbia, a province which only had 10% of the population fluoridated, compared to higher tooth decay rates in all the other provinces which had 40 to 70% of the populations fluoridated. And the most important study was the largest study done in the history of the United States, which used 39,000 school children from 84 different areas of the country, age 5 to 17, where in every single age group there was no difference in tooth decay between fluoridated, partially fluoridated, or non-fluoridated areas.
Well, that kind of study you would think would change the policies, but the state of California is interested in promoting fluoridation in our waters?
Well, these unfortunate individuals that the voters were unfortunate to get as their state representatives and senators passed a bill under a tremendous amount of pressure and money pressure from the American Medical Association, the American Dental Association, the Pharmaceutical Manufacturers Association, the American Hospital Association, the U.S. Public Health Service, and their state and local affiliates, that their arms were twisted. As a matter of fact, the aide of one of the key people in passing this bill was totally against it. And when I asked her, how come your boss voted for it, she said it was just politics. Politics meaning is a very polite way of saying corruption. Instead of this person voting the way they knew was right, they voted the other way because of the political pressure.
Well, as long as we're talking about that, where is the money that causes people to take this particular direction? Where's the dollar speaking here?
Well, there's two things. There's dollars and there's reputations. First of all, the dollars, we're talking about somewhere in the order of $50 billion a year in lost profits to those companies who would have to carefully take care of this toxic waste product instead of dumping in our water supplies or throwing it off into rivers and streams in the air. We're talking about big companies.
Now, this is a byproduct of something?
Oh, yes. It's a byproduct of phosphate fertilizer plants. That 90% of that is used to fluoridate public water supplies. But Exxon and U.S. Steel and Alcoa and some of the top manufacturing companies, all your petrochemical companies, all your aluminum companies, all your steel companies are heavy fluoride polluters. If we finally started removing fluoride from the water supply, understanding that it was a harmful substance, then it would cost approximately $50 billion in profits for these companies to properly dispose of the fluoride rather than dumping them into the air we breathe and the water we drink.
By the way,
that's part of it. The other part of it was too early on, the Public Health Service, the American Dental Association, and then later on, maybe about 25 years later, the American Medical Association came out endorsing fluoridation, and now they will have to admit with egg on their face that for all these years they have been wrong. And the people, realizing they were wrong about that, are going to ask, hey, if they're wrong about fluoride, what else are they wrong about? So not only do we have big dollars involved here, but we have big reputations involved, and that's what they're fighting for. They're more concerned about the reputations and their money than they are about the health of the American people.
Well, let's talk about the health, Dr. Yamianis. What kind of adverse effects can people get from fluoride?
Well, there are a number of them. One that is the least controversial of all, of course, is dental fluorosis, which we talked about earlier. It is now admitted by the National Research Council that 8 to 51% of the children living in fluoridated water suffer this modeling effect, which is the first visible sign of fluoride poisoning, called dental fluorosis. Another one is that hip fracture rates are substantially higher in people residing in fluoridated communities. While earlier this was not as hammered down, we now have, since 1994, separate articles from the Journal of the American Medical Association reporting higher hip fracture rates in fluoride areas versus non-fluoride areas. Not one study, not two, not three, but four. We're also talking about fluoride levels at the level used to fluoridate public water supplies. For example, one in Salt Lake City, or one actually in Utah study, where they compared non-fluoridated areas with fluoridated areas, finding substantially increased hip fracture rates among persons, both men and women, drinking fluoridated waters compared to non-fluoridated water. Then we get into the more serious stuff, that fluoride is cancer-causing, cancer-promoting, and is linked to increased cancer in humans. And we're talking about studies from 1988 on. There's lots of studies before, but I'm just dealing with the most recent one. Argonne National Laboratory is finding that exposure to fluoride transforms normal cells into cancer cells, and also fluoride seems to enhance the cancer-causing ability of other chemicals. We have two studies by Battelle Memorial Institute, which were instigated by my studies with Dr. Dean Berg, showing link between fluoridation and cancer in humans. Congress mandated these studies be done, and both of the studies showed that fluoride actually increased, when you took out all the other variables, increased the cancer rate in animals exposed to fluoride. Then we have this study being confirmed by the chief toxicologist of the U.S. EPA in the Lancet article. And then three studies now that have reconfirmed those specific types of cancer being higher among human populations exposed to fluoride than those that have not. We're just beginning to scratch the surface of it. Fluoride causes genetic damage. In the physician's desk reference, by the way, fluoride tablets and drops, which are designed to actually deliver the amount of fluoride consumed by drinking fluoridated water, are not, believe it or not, are not approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration as safe and effective. As a matter of fact, fluoride tablets and drops have been shown in a Robert Wood Johnson Foundation to be ineffective in reducing tooth decay, and the physician's desk reference reports that these tablets and drops cause skin eruptions, gastric distress, headache, and weakness, which disappear when fluoride use is discontinued, as well as dental fluorosis, by the way.
Now, people in California who are concerned about this, they have the Safe Water Foundation California Fund.
Right.
And anything else that they can do? I'm going to give them the number that they can, the address they can write to.
Why don't you do that right now, and I'll follow up on it.
All right. There's an address that you can write. Of course, this fund is looking for some help in many ways, including donations. But the Safe Water Foundation California Fund can be contacted at 6439 Taggart, that's T-A-G-G-A-R-T, Road, Delaware, Ohio, 43015. And what else can people do?
Let me explain why we need money so badly. The California State Legislature, as we know, has passed the mandatory fluoridation bill, which, if not stopped, would fluoridate the water supplies of another 25 million people in California. And this is in addition to the 5 million already being fluoridated. What we're doing now, since the legislature has passed that and the governor signed that, is we're in the process of getting the 700,000 signatures necessary to put the issue on the ballot to ban fluoridation statewide. This is the only way we can stop it. And what we're asking for is people who are listening today to contribute, make a contribution as large as you possibly can. And by the way, these are not tax deductible because these are being used for political purposes, making a donation as much as you possibly can to stop fluoridation. For those people making a donation of $50 or more, they will get an autographed copy of my book, Fluoride the Aging Factor. But please write that down, that you'd like to have a copy of my book, Fluoride the Aging Factor. This is the best-selling book in the world on fluoride.
All right, let me give you the address again. It's Safe Water Foundation California Fund, 6439 Taggart Road, Delaware, Ohio, 43015. Thank you very much, Dr. Yamianis. You certainly brought an interesting subject to people's minds, one that we always believe is so safe. I'm Dr. John McDougall.
And I'm Mary McDougall.
We'll be back with more information for your good health.